In the Wisconsin Historical Society collection, there's a dark, surreal black and red banner. It's painted with a chaotic collection of eyes and mouths, seemingly calling out to the bold word above them, SMART. This banner served as a backdrop in the legendary SMART Studios in Madison beginning in the early 1980s. It's a space that recorded iconic Wisconsin bands like Killdozer and De Kreutzen, and eventually rock and roll legends like Nirvana and Smashing Pumpkins. Hee-Won Lim brings us this story of this unique piece of art that once hung in SMART Studios. It's part of the Wisconsin 101 collection, which tells the history of the state through objects.
The story of the SMART banner begins with Butch Vig and Steve Marker, two friends and musicians from UW-Madison. The duo opened SMART Studios in 1983 on the east side of Madison. Their recordings hold a legendary space in punk, rock, and grunge music history. SMART Studios' first location was in a building down the hall from visual artist Dennis Neckvadel's studio. The first year they were open, Neckvadel created the SMART banner for his new neighbors.
We were in communication a lot, just down the halls and drinking beer and misbehaving and stuff like that. So we just sort of like got to be quite friendly and still are. It just sort of progressively became what it was. I didn't intentionally sort of like put it out there to be a banner or a signature statement for their situation, but it all just came into play.
When Vig and Marker moved SMART Studios to its second location on East Washington, the banner came with.
That's when SMART started to get very serious. You know, that's when the bigger bands and everybody starts showing up.
Bands like Smashing Pumpkins, L7, and Nirvana. All he wants a cracker. Think I should get off her first. Vig and Marker would eventually record their own band, Garbage, at SMART Studios. The SMART banner served as a backdrop to important moments in music history, and it stands out from Neckvadel's other artworks, which heavily feature nature, but still uses familiar elements such as surrealism and facial features.
It's sort of like blending the modern and the primitive together. Modern sort of seems to be out there. There's always tomorrow, so it changes. The eyes and the primitive is a sort of a motif in all my work.
But the banner reflects a time in Neckvadel's life as a young, up-and-coming artist. In fact, the materials used to make the banner are unexpected: acrylic paint and secondhand sheets.
So I was always had an abundance of discarded sheets, and they were always cleaned up. And so I just taped that one, a sheet to the wall, and gave it hell.
But what really makes the SMART banner unique is the pure, unbridled creativity that went into it.
Give it a shot, you know, try it. I still do that, but not with the comfort that I used to, because now it's like, I gotta sell a painting.
Neckvadel says that SMART Studios and his own art career took off around the same time.
And so SMART Studio was just part of the growth, you know. We were all sort of starting together, because I was starting to sell paintings in Chicago and other places in bigger cities like that. The whole movement sort of started and just sort of kept going.
But he hasn't forgotten the humble beginnings of the now historic studios.
It came out of the basement, too. You know what I mean? It could come out of anywhere. It doesn't have to be out of the big city and situation like that. Once it sort of germinates, it can be nurtured, and all of a sudden you've got something brand new.
Hee-Won Lim brought us that story on the SMART Studios banner, which is part of the Wisconsin Historical Society's collection. It's also a part of the Wisconsin 101 Project, which tells the history of the state through objects. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.